Thank you, Chairman, President Chuck Rice. It's a great honor for me to be invited to this symposium. I don't know what's the difference between international perspectives about and domestic in terms of societal needs. So anyway, today I would like to talk about how soil science should provide something to the society what they need. Congratulations on 75th anniversary of Soil Science Society of America. And your society has been leader in global soil science community from its birth to now, and has contributed a lot to the development of soil science as it is good as before. So I wish your tradition will legacy continue in the future for good. Okay. To begin with, I would like to introduce some old sayings about the agriculture and soil in Korea. For example, choosing seed is about the same to select the first daughter-in-law, which should be a very exciting and good. And the more duckweed in paddy, the higher rice yield, the more moist tunnel, the deeper soil surface. I can give you a bowl of rice, but cannot a bucket of compost. This old saying reflects that the importance of society lead on soil science, especially crop productivity. Societal need on soil resources can be greatly varied, cannot define in a world because needs such as food, energy, so on, etc., and societal category, region, gender, sex, you know, can be all different. However, the greatest common divisor of the societal need until the end of 20th centuries can be summarized as increasing productivity in food, fiber, any material for building shelters. Soil science had played great roles in meeting these societal primary needs for human beings through adoption of production agriculture in here. This could be possible because soil scientists developed the optimum soil management practices for a longer period of time to accomplish green revolution, especially in Asian countries. Those practices increased the agronomic production greatly and made people free from hunger, malnutrition, and poverty. In this slide, this concept stressed that societal need in the last century was somewhat simpler, and soil science and scientists contribute greatly to the societal demand. The outcome of intensive production in 20th centuries can be positive, listed in here, green revolution, quantum jump in food production security, and protect human from hunger, and could be negative in agricultural natural resources, productivity, greenhouse climate changes, soil quality, water pollution, and environment pollution. In the 21st centuries, society need on soil resources expanding greatly. In order to provide something to the society what they need, soil science should provide not only food, fiber, and shelters, but also sustainable production solutions to global issues such as food security, energy water security, climate change, biodiversity, etc. So in this century, I think, to me, the societal need can be summarized as sustainable crop production intensification, SCPI, as FAO described in this year. The SCPI needed to enhance productivity from the same confined land and have to increase profit, conserve natural resources, reduce negative impact on environment, enhance natural capital and flow of ecosystem services in order to achieve the vision of societal need, soil and needs should be in harmony. In this terminology, SCPI, to me as a soil scientist, there are too much emphasis on production aspects. So I propose a new terminology, plant welfare, same as to animal welfare. So I add human health, nutrition, and ecosystem health services to SCPI concept. So plant welfare concept is sustainable production of the healthy, balanced, no-stressed enough quantity of plant. In order to achieve those missions, multifunction sustainable solutions should be achieved employing multidisciplinary holistic approach principles, use natural biogeochemical processes, water energy balance, and sustainable management of soil resources. Plant welfare is a new paradigm of the societal need in this century, and soil science should meet this demand. This is the schematic of how carbon sequestered in the soil, carbon dioxide, organic acid, released from plant root, and those oxidized to bicarbonate carbonic acid in order to meet calcium in solution to precipitate as calcium carbonate. This kind of concept referred as soil engineering in vivo by De Jong et al. In this year. This concept described the natural biochemical biogeochemical systems for sustainable multifunctional engineering solutions. For those 21st century challenges such as carbon sequestration, brownfield cleanup, waste disposal, water resource protection, and global warming, they can neither be solved by high energy consumptive practice nor by minor tweaking or optimization of this process. A more holistic approach is required to develop the sustainable solution society needs. This is one of the examples what they propose about a framework for generalized approach to soil engineering in vivo. For field application, which can be applicable to societal needs or demands, there are lots of natural biogeochemical process, multidisciplinary energy water balance concept, etc., were involved in whole process, such as here chemical reaction network, biological system process, soil habitat, and mechanical properties and environmental conditions, and need to get the biotreatment, more need process monitoring and upscaling in order to achieve a sustainable solution. There are so many challenges to overcome in order for soil science and scientists to provide what the society needs. The achieving sustainable agricultural systems will require transformative changes in science, policies, and market. Several world global leaders insist that agriculture will be blue ocean in near future by emphasizing there is a challenge, there is great economic opportunities, new vision, new value, etc. However, the importance of the need for change in soil science to better address the new social demands and challenges is often neglected or denied or underestimated by the politician and even sometimes by scientific community. That's what Parviz pointed out. And population explosion is one of the greatest challenges what the soil science should overcome in order to provide enough food to growing population. I heard news by end of this month, the world population will get to 8 billion and also 10 billion by the end of 2050s. To meet the growing projected demand for food supply by 2050s, food production should be exactly doubled. However, this challenge will be daunted by combined effect climate change, competition, use for land, water, and energy. This figure shows by Foley et al. In Science 2005, we need to increase the production twice, but there is no enough land for intensive agriculture due to growth of urban area and recreation land. This is a big challenge for us to manage in the future, globally and domestically, I think. Global production intensification data show that fertilizer consumption as compared to 50 years ago increased 4 or 5 times. However, the cereal production yields just nearly increased 2 or 3 times. There are big discrepancies. World production of major crop, especially in developed countries, are already leveled up from nearly 20 years ago. So this is one of the great concerns in order to produce more food globally. The natural ecosystems are good to provide ecosystem functions and services in here, but poor in crop production. But intensive crop land showed exactly opposite trend as natural ecosystems. However, crop land with restored ecosystem services are good both for crop production and ecosystem services and function. This is what the society need in this century, and that's the what soil science should provide to the society. However, these balanced services require great deal of time and money, which we should overcome those challenges. And still a lot of women and infants are suffering from micronutrient deficiencies, which we soil scientists should solve the problem. And still about 15 to 20% of people are undernourished in the developing countries. For perspectives, to meet the most demanding societal needs and challenges, which I refer plant welfare, FAO describe it as sustainable crop production intensification. Soil science implementation should be global, intergovernmental, with adopting holistic integration of research policies and strategic plans. International Union of Soil Science trying to build global soil alliance with both member society in here and but also tying with Global Soil Partnership, GEO Union and ICSU, and UN organizations such as FAO, etc. The IUSS Global Soil Alliance should implement strategic plans, initiative, program projects, and meetings through interdisciplinary researches, education, outreach, and policies in order to fulfill in order to provide need from society to satisfy the goal, which can be a plant welfare. IUSS is a global union of soil scientists with about 130 countries' involvement with some 50,000 soil scientists. One of the missions is to make the people of the world aware of the importance of soil for sustainability of human and life support system, which is the demand in these centuries from the society. One of the vision is to support the value, the global community of scientists who generate soil knowledge and increase understanding of the soil. A couple of days ago, we had executive meeting in here, San Antonio, and agreed to set the IUSS strategic plans for realizing mystic of soil and valuing those who study it. There are roughly six categories in this plan: overarching soil science research, novel challenges, community services, education outreach, and external relations. For research perspectives, we can write down very nice statement, you know, as we want, but there are already good statements written by Chuck Rice in 2009 through the Frontier in Soil Science Research Workshop. This was good enough, so I just cited that it is. Soil science research should value soil as an ecosystem service, translate research across both temporal, spatial scale, share use data already exist, and incorporate existing new technology. We have to outsource those technology from the external field. We should collaborate across discipline, translate soil science research into information for stakeholders and end users. Policy perspectives. Farmers decide to take their decision based on here market, structure, price, policy, international, federal, state, local, on agricultural, energy, environmental, and also knowledge institutions, which are all affected by consumers, stakeholders, and social movement. For both international perspectives and countries' perspectives, soil science, in order to meet the demand, we should incorporate policy, social, economic aspects into our sciences and decision. For stakeholders and users, institutional challenges need reformation in research, education, and industry and government restructuring. This is the title of the book, Save and Grow, published by FAO in May of this year. It's a good example to integrate seven challenges and research perspectives into this book in order for soil scientists, agronomists, and farmers to produce sustainable crop production to meet the societal demand. Sustainable crop production intensification can be summed up in the word save and grow. In here for challenge, to feed growing world population, we have no option but to intensify crop production. But farmers face constraint in order to grow. The agriculture must learn to save. Let me take one of the examples for soil health. Agriculture must return to its root by rediscovering the importance of healthy soil, drawing on natural source of plant nutrition, and using mineral fertilizer wisely. For policy and institution, to increase smallholders to adopt sustainable crop production intensification, fundamental change are needed in agricultural development policy and institutions. In conclusion, in order to meet what the society needs, soil should be the central dogma, final frontier, and new engine for the sustainable production, with providing enough plant welfare with multidisciplinary researches and policies for stakeholders and consumers. A little announcement, we'll have 20th World Congress in Korea in 2014. Everybody are welcome to join us. This is the Convention Center. Thank you so much for your attention.